Hi, and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we are going to continue our Balancing the Meridians series. And we're about to finish because, of course, we're talking about the 12 extraordinary meridians. And the last one that we discussed was the pericardium. And today we're discussing triple heater, the Han Xiaojiang. And triple heater is that meridian that is in charge of balancing the waters in the body, right? The upper jaw, the middle jaw, and the lower jaw, the three segments of the body. And if we can realize something more modern, another concept that kind of overlaps the description of the function of the triple heater, I would imagine that the triple heater is the lymphatic system, because it brings things and takes out from organs and it moves it throughout the body. And edema will result if the triple heater is not doing the job. Any swellings, edema would cause the triple heater energy to not be flowing. And so the triple heater is a Han Xiaojiang. Xiaojiang is that energy that really is great for the size of the animal. So triple heater 5, everybody knows, because it's one of those contacts with the extraordinary meridians that are in the inside, right? The meridians that are internal chi coordinators. So when we're talking about the triple heater 5, they connect to the Yang Wei energy, the Yang Wei energy. Pericardium 6, which is the opposite to it, will connect to the Yin Wei energy. But that's the first point that everybody knows about triple heater, triple heater 5, for some reason. I love triple heater 3. It's a shoestring point. It is great for pain. It balances the back leg, the opposite back leg in balance method. I really liked triple heater 3 because for pain, any kind of blockage of energy, that would be your shoestring point, and that would be one that you should use. But in balance method, we obviously have the 6 different ways to balance, or different families or methods of balancing. And the system 1 would be the Han Xiaojiang triple heater is balanced by the Foot Xiaojiang. So the same family, right? Han and Foot Xiaojiang. And so gallbladder would be the one that would balance triple heater. And so when we're talking about balancing, you could use analog points, like, for example, triple heater 3 and gallbladder 41. They're both shoestring points, and they're both at roughly the same area on the front leg and back leg. So you can imagine that the energies are very complementary, most the same. And of course, I would use the opposite leg, because then that would retain the Tai Chi flow of energy, yin, yang, yin, yang. So for example, if I use triple heater 3 in my left hand, then I would do gallbladder 41 in my right hind leg, right? And then that way, they're diagonal, right? Opposite leg. And the energy is actually moving from right to left. So it's, or from left to right, whichever way you decide that the Tai Chi is flowing. But the triple heater is great, because also balances the hips. So triple heater 14 and gallbladder 2930, they're kind of like similar uses. And so hip will balance the shoulder, right? Elbow will balance the stifle, and the paws, the hock will be balanced by the carpus. So that is the balance method idea. So the system 1, Foot Xiaojiang, right? I think that's interesting because gallbladder shows up in system 5 as well. And system 5 is a meridian clock neighbor of the same polarity. So when you're drawing the meridian clock, or the what we call the flow of energy by the hour, then gallbladder, you will notice that will be opposite, because gallbladder and triple heater. So gallbladder in the meridian, gallbladder is right next to triple heater. Because, of course, before triple heater would be pericardium, that's a yin. Triple burner, triple heater would be a yang. And gallbladder following it from 9 to 11 and 11 to 1 will be gallbladder. So they're together, they're the same polarity, so they balance each other. Definitely, we think about endocrine metabolic balancing also with the triple burner, the triple heater. They call it a triple burner in human medicine, and I think it's because it's very related with the metabolic rate and with the endocrine function. So the food Chaoyang definitely, and the being meridians neighbors in the clock of the same polarity, that's how they balance in system 1 and system 5. Now, when it comes to system 2, which is your Fu Chaojing and Han Taojian, that would be Han and Fu, and you treat the same way. So triple heater, let's say for the example that I said before, if I pick triple heater 3 on my left hand, then I would rather use a kidney point on my left hind leg. So that goes, the flow goes yang to yin or yin to yang, whichever way your direction you're sending the energy. But it is the same family. So remember that the Shaojiang family and the Shaojing family in system 2, they're related. Just like the Juejing family is related to the Jiangming, they don't sound the same, but the Taijing and the Taijiang family are related. So I discussed that in the previous episodes, but just a quick reminder. And system 3, remember that is husband and wife. Who's the wife of the triple heater? Well, pericardium. And I just talked about pericardium in the previous episode. So one of my favorite ones is the guardian of the heart of the Shen. And so it's very useful point also for nausea. And we all know pericardium 6 is such a master point that everybody uses. But pericardium and triple heater can balance each other. So of course that would be, and the original example of triple heater 3 on the left hand, then I would do pericardium 7. I mean, if we're going to the shoestring level, pericardium 7 on the right hand. So you can see how you're building your Tai Chi, right? So yin-yang, yin-yang. But you can use it just with balancing points, balancing meridians. So pericardium balance each other because they're husband and wife. And then, of course, in system 4, and the meridian clock opposite, when you think about triple heater connects at 9 to 11 p.m. And who is 9 to 11 a.m.? Or spleen. So spleen balances triple heater because they run 12 hour opposite to each other in the meridian clock. And so the energy of the spleen, it makes sense. When you have a spleen qi deficiency, which to me is the root of cancer, then that means that the lymphatics are involved, right? So the triple heater and spleen work together to keep your body from becoming full of bumps and cancer. So they balance each other. So in cancer, you always treat triple heater. So good points for triple heater would be triple heater 10 and bladder 39. And bladder 39, because even though it's a different meridian, it is the host C point of the back leg for triple heater. So triple heater 10, bladder 39 have the same energy, same C concentration of chi. And so for spleen, that's a good point to use. And then, of course, using system 6 will be the same meridian. So you would use a distal point on the triple heater. And so to me, bleeding triple heater 1 is always a great way of removing any otitis externa, any that is severe, any kind of ear problems, bleeding on the ear, any kinds of even conjunctivitis, because triple heater ends right at the around the eye. So it kind of influences wherever the meridian pathway goes. It influences for vestibular disease. Triple Heater 17 is awesome. You can needle it. You can just aqua a lot. Is a big fossa. So it's a very good point for vestibular disease, and I would definitely use it. So I hope that balancing the triple heater becomes something that you do routinely, because, again, it's balancing your waters, balancing the energy, the chi in your body. I hope you stick with me, because we have two more meridians to go, and we finish this series of balancing the meridians using the balanced method acupuncture. Hope you enjoyed it. Please share. Hit the notification bottom there, and then please tell your friends and share it, and we appreciate your support. Until the next time, and remember that from now on we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have a website, thepethealerpodcast.com, and we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook, so look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there. If you want some more information on integrative pet healing, and our Pet Healer Podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.